Majority Democrats are pushing for an end to the war, now entering its fifth year. The war has stretched longer with higher costs than the White House ever predicted. Joshua Castile is a former U.S. Marine who became a conscientious objector following his experience as a military interrogator at Baghdad's notorious Abu Ghraib jail. He spoke to Susie Hodges.
Well, I served a total of 8 years in the U.S. military. About half of it was on full active duty. I served as a U.S. Army interrogator at Abu Ghraib from June of 2004 to January of 2005. So this was a very long and difficult journey of conscience for me. But most of the people who criticize me for my decision have never served in the military, and that's a very common phenomenon, that usually it's the people that are the most dogmatic without any experience that throw the most accusations. Although I was politically quite unhappy with the war in Iraq, I didn't quite have an ethical alternative in my mind, a clear one. And reading especially the literature of Pope John Paul II and then Cardinal Ratzinger played a significant role. Whenever you reduce a person as a means to an end, as an object of exploitation, you participate in the culture of death. And I had countless experiences in the interrogation booth where my job was to do precisely that, to view them as an object of exploitation. And what I wanted to do was be able to look at a person as a person, not as a target through my sights, and not as the mere means to a military end.